Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. How fortunate we are for having reached Ramadan, for people yearn and aspire and supplicate their Lord silently and aloud to reach this noble month. Ramadan is endowed with goodness, blessings, and mercy that Allah Almighty has not placed in any other month. Ramadan is the month of the Quran and the Criterion. It is the month of the Rayyan Gate of Paradise, which is reserved for the fasting. It is the month in which the mosques are illuminated. Ramadan is the month of remembrance and praising Allah Almighty. Ramadan is the month of dedication, repenting, and returning to Allah Almighty. The fragrant breezes of this great month have begun to blow, bringing glad tidings to the people of fasting, night prayer, and charity. The fragrance of this blessed month brings joy to souls tainted by sins done privately and publicly. Its fragrance erases the stenches of harshness, complacency, selfishness, and callousness. Allah Almighty said, "The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. Ramadan is a blessed month, never failing to arrive at the time appointed by Allah Almighty. But it is people who fail to catch up with this honorable caravan. People are to fast from that which breaks their fast and from backbiting, slander, false speech, pride, and selfishness. However, some have nothing from their fast but hunger and thirst. And people are to pray before their Lord in humility, reciting the verses of Allah during the night and at the ends of the day, bowing and prostrating to Him, praising and exalting Him. However, some have no share of their prayers and recitations but fatigue and sleeplessness. The Islamic community has an appointment with the Book of Allah in this month in which it was revealed. They gather for its sake in a manner not repeated at any other time. They congregate to listen to the Quran with tranquility, dignity, and humility to touch the depths of their hearts. They recite the Book of their Lord in a magnificent scene. They ponder the words of their Creator that amazes and bewilders minds, makes eyes weep, and revives the hearts and souls. It is the Quran that amazed Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, who was among the polytheists, when he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to offer him wealth and a kingdom to abandon what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling them to. When Utbah finished, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Have you finished, O Abu al-Walid?" He said, "Yes." The Prophet said, "Then listen to me." He said, "I will." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then recited, "Ha Mim, by the clear book, indeed we have made it in an Arabic Quran that you might understand." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued reciting to him, and Utbah listened attentively and placed his hands behind his back and leaned on them, until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished at a verse of prostration, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam prostrated, then said, "You have heard, O Abu Walid?" He said, "Yes, indeed." Then Utbah returned to his people, and some of them said to each other, "By Allah, Abu Walid has returned to you with a countenance different than the one that he left with." When he sat with them, they said, "What is the matter with you, O Abu Walid?" He said, "The matter with me, by Allah, is that I heard words the likes of which I have never heard before. By Allah, it is not poetry, nor magic, nor soothsaying. O assembly of Quraysh, obey me and leave this man to what he is on. Do not go between this man and what he is on, for by Allah, there will be a great event from what I have heard. Whoever prays reciting the noble book of Allah, it is as if they are addressing the Most Merciful. It is the best speech about which Allah Almighty said, Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book wherein is reiteration. This can shiver therefrom of those who fear their Lord, when then their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah, that is the guidance of Allah, by which He guides whom He wills, and one whom Allah leaves astray, for him there is no guide. And it is the best of narratives. Allah Almighty addressed His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, "We relate to you the best of narratives in what we have revealed to you of this Qur'an, although you were before it among the unaware." Ja'far bin Abi Talib, may Allah have mercy with him, recited from Surah Maryam in front of Negus, may Allah be pleased with him, who was a Christian at the time. And the eyes of Negus and all those with him overflowed with tears. Then Allah revealed. And when they hear what has been revealed to the Messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. They say, "Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses." Ramadan is a month of the Quran and the month of Taraweeh that elevates the hearts of the guided. In Ramadan, the Muslim community revives the mosques at night and finds solace in the Quran. It is indeed astonishing to see those not moved by the verses of warning and reproachment, and to see those not motivated by the verses of promise and encouragement. How strange it is that there are those who hear Allah's words being recited yet do not become humbled nor turn in repentance. Rather, it enters one ear and exits the other. And it is truly astonishing that some of the jinn were more guided and tender-hearted than some humans. When they listened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Qur'an, they returned to their people saying, "O our people, indeed we have heard a recited book revealed after Musa, confirming what was before it, which guides to the truth and to a straight path. O our people, respond to the Messenger of Allah and believe in him. Allah will forgive you your sins and protect you from a painful punishment." However, when hearts become heedless, they harden. And when they harden, they are void of contemplation, humility, and submission. Allah Almighty said, "Then do they not reflect upon the Quran, or are their locks upon their hearts?" So embrace the month of the Quran with the Quran. Recite its verses and reflect upon its meanings. O Allah, make the great Qur'an the spring of our hearts, the light of our chests, the remover of our sorrows and grief, and our guide and driver to you and to your paradises, the paradises of bliss. Hasten to embrace Ramadan with all types of good deeds, and be hopeful for Allah's grace and mercy, not as a cynics and wretched, who indulge in shameful diversions that undermine the sanctity of this month. Indeed, Ramadan is a month to leave behind the entanglements and diversions of this worldly life. It is a month whereby the fasting implore Allah to erase their sins and misdeeds, so embrace the month of repentance with repentance. In Ramadan, the fasting turn their compassionate attention to their brothers in faith who are not able to fast as they fast and to pray as they pray. Their brothers in faith have no food to break their fast as they do, or to partake in pre-dawn meals as they do. Wars have worn them down and conflict has terrified them. Their brothers in faith sleep in poverty and are cloaked in suffering. While they sleep to the sound of the Quran, their brothers in faith sleep to the sounds of munitions and blasts. So supplicate for your brothers in faith and embrace the month of supplication with supplication. Embrace the month of generosity with generosity, and embrace the month of mercy with mercy. Embrace Ramadan with all types of good, for Ramadan is here yet passes quickly. Ramadan will not wait for the lazy, nor will it accommodate the heedless. The motto for those embracing Ramadan is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Whoever stands in the voluntary prayer of Ramadan out of faith and in hope of the reward, his previous sins will be forgiven." And the motto of the heedless and the negligent is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wretched is the one who reaches Ramadan and is not forgiven. So I said, Ameen. Then he said, Wretched is the one who, when your name is mentioned, does not send blessings upon you. So I said, Ameen. O Allah, make us among those who embrace Ramadan with all types of good. Accept our fasting, supplications, and prayers, and make us among those whom you free from the fire, O Lord of Majesty and Bounty, Lord of the Worlds. Hada wa salatu salam ala Rasulillah.